For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Dr. Chuck Welch is the president of the ASU system and oversees the operations, including all the college campuses across the system. He also is one of the state's leading advocates for higher education. Welch is the second president of the ASU system, and he's been on board since April 2011. Here is my interview with Dr. Chuck Welch. Dr. Welch, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show, sir. Appreciate you.
Well, appreciate you, Jonathan. I love the show and appreciate the coverage that you're giving all of our campuses and all the wonderful things that are happening.
So kind of tell us a little bit about what it's been, your thoughts on the fall semester so far in this academic year as it's underway.
Sure. Well, as you would expect, this is always a very hectic time on all of our system campuses as we welcome our students and our faculty back to campus and get another academic year kicked off. We're really excited about significant increase in freshman students that we had on the Jonesboro campus, as well as a significant increase in community college transfer students. Those were two primary initiatives of Chancellor Danfus, as well as retention, and we had a record retention, significant increase over last year. And so those three areas that he really targeted have been very successful, and we've been very excited. If you look throughout the system, you see that overall enrollments are flat or slightly down at each institution. That's really not unexpected. It's what you're seeing at most institutions across the state, and that is usually directly correlated with the economy, especially among our two-year institutions. When the economy is doing well, when unemployment is low, we tend to see a dip in enrollment. There's fewer students who are looking to come back for retraining or looking to get a degree for a new job or to enhance their marketability and looking for a new job. So that's not unexpected. All of our campuses planned for decreased enrollment this year. But I think what you have to look at even deeper, though, particularly as it relates to A-State, is the mix. Sometimes we get caught up in how many total students there are. But we know that what really is the backbone of an institution are those first-time freshmen, those transfer students, those students who are living on campus, those students who are more likely to persist and ultimately graduate. And so Jonesboro has really made a concerted effort on that front to grow those populations. And as I say, we have had some great success this year. We're certainly not done. Certainly a lot of work left to be done. Hopefully we'll be hiring a new vice chancellor for enrollment management in the very near future. But overall, we have a healthier budget this year than we had a year ago, healthier student population than we had a year ago, and really excited about some of the infrastructure that's being put into place and what that's going to mean for the future of the institution.
So tell us about what your thoughts are, but as you take a look forward through this academic year, what are your thoughts, goals, and maybe even some challenges you'll be facing in Jonesboro?
Well, I think, certainly one of the challenges that we will continue to have, that every institution will have, is ensuring that we retain and graduate as many students as possible. We have actually had enormous success, record graduation numbers over the last few years, but we've got to continue that momentum with our new productivity funding formula, which is based heavily on the number of students who persist and then ultimately graduate. That's something that, and it's always been a primary focus of ours, but we've got to continue to work on that. And the challenging part is when you've had record progression, when you've had record graduation, you've got to continue to improve over that year after year after year. And so we're going to have to continue to be flexible. We're going to have to continue to look for different ways to connect with our students and make sure that they have an optimal educational experience. Certainly, we're going to continue to look towards how can we ensure that we are operating our institutions at the most efficient in the most efficient manner possible, make sure that we are sharing as many services as possible among our campuses, relying on our volume and ways that we can leverage some of the benefits of having multi-campus system, because we know that the economy as it relates to higher education funding is not going to improve likely. We're not going to see significant increases in governmental funds. We're very sensitive to the fact that we don't want to place any more burden than we have to on the backs of our students and their parents. Very proud of the fact that the Jonesboro campus is now sixth in terms of cost among the 10 public universities. Our community college is also very sensitive to that. So it's incumbent upon us to really make sure that every dollar that we are spending is being spent in a targeted and focused fashion, that at the end of the day is making sure we're able to attract and retain the best faculty possible, the best staff possible, as well as a high-quality student body, and give them the resources they need to be successful and ultimately graduate. So really nothing new this year that what you've seen in years past. Like I say, I think we're in a better position this year than we were even just a year ago. But we know that this will be a continuing and ongoing process, and we've got to always be mindful of that and ensure that our institution is as healthy as possible on multiple fronts.
Dr. Chuck Welch, as ASU System President, joins us on A-State Connections on KASU. You were talking about affordability, and that's important not only for the Jonesboro, but also for the other campuses across the entire ASU system as well.
Oh, it is. I mean, with Arkansas being a state that is heavily populated with first-generation college students, and when we know that the number one reason that a student typically drops out of college is related to finances, we know that we have to be sensitive to that. Now, as I said earlier, the Jonesboro campus is 6th out of the 10 public universities in cost, and that's just on the sticker price. And when you look at the fact that most of our students, average student only pays about 54% of that sticker price, we're really doing a solid job as an institution, I think, supplementing federal Pell Grants and the state lottery scholarship with institutional scholarships and private scholarships as a means of trying to make it as affordable as possible. We're going to do everything we can to try to help every student find that way to go to college without being saddled with a debt burden that they can't pay back in a reasonable time frame. But it takes a lot of work, particularly when you're considering the fact that governmental funding has really seen a drop in a higher education sector across the country. And so it's really important that we find ways as an institution to be as strategic, as focused as possible, because one of the concerns our Board of Trustees has, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, is the long-term sustainability of the old higher education model. And so we're going to have to be, as I said earlier, flexible. We're going to have to look at different ways of doing things, identifying different revenue streams, because we want to maintain the best possible faculty that we can, pay those individuals a high wage, and make sure that we've got the best of the best in the classroom, and then make sure that we do all of that without putting that burden on our students and making sure that we give them another reason to consider dropping out. We want to keep those students here, find ways to get them graduated, and help them to take that investment of a higher education degree and be able to utilize that to improve their own lives.
And when you take a look forward, Dr. Welch, what all goes into that by way of when you take a look at, looking at the future and revenue streams and stuff like that, how do you all make those plans and what all goes into that process?
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, we have to look at ourselves, and we have to look and say, what are we doing that maybe is inefficient? Where are there areas that perhaps we could have some cost sharing among our campuses, or ways that we could consolidate some services to better be able to continue to perform the functions but do it in a more cost-effective manner? And so we want to look at all of our operations and processes. We started that last year with the study that we did. That's continuing efforts. We're looking at areas like IT and IR and purchasing and contracts and vendors and ways that we can ensure that we allow our campuses to be as efficient as possible without taking away from that student experience. And then we want to look at where are additional revenue streams. It could be from public-private partnerships. We have multiple examples of that we've done in the last few years. Are there other opportunities out there where we can bring high-quality services to the campus and to the communities without passing that cost burden on to the institutions or to our students? And then finally, it's certainly a matter of really being targeted in enrollment and understanding that there are key aspects of enrollment that make for a healthier budget situation, and making sure you target those populations and get those students there so that you can ensure that you maximize your return. So really it's a multifaceted approach. It takes everybody in our system among all of our campuses, and we're just very much in the infancy stages of that, but I do feel like that we have had a great amount of buy-in from the campuses, and everybody's really looking in the same direction of how can we be as lean and efficient as possible without taking away from the core of our institution, which is our faculty, staff, and students.
Dr. Welch, one thing I also wanted to ask you about was when you take a look at Arkansas and surrounding states, Missouri, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and that. By way, if you take a look at Arkansas's higher education, where we kind of stand in budgeting and that, and you take a look at surrounding states, where would you rank Arkansas? How do we stack up compared to other states by way of finances and those kinds of things?
Sure. Well, we have certainly been very blessed over the course of the last decade or so, 5 years in particular, in that we have not seen as significant of a disinvestment in higher education as many states have. I have a chart that I use frequently that shows sort of the decline in state investment in higher education, and Arkansas is near the bottom of that. And this is one of those charts where you want to be near the bottom. And if you look at the states that have really seen a significant disinvestment, it is our surrounding states. It's Louisiana, it's Oklahoma, it's Missouri. And so, you know, I feel like while we have not seen an enormous amount of new money, that we have at least been able to hold our own, and many states would jump at the chance to have that same opportunity. Now, one of the things, though, is we realize things and can change very quickly. Policymakers could change that. We could have a marked downturn in the economy. Elections, any number of things could have an impact. And so we can't just assume it's always going to be that case. And that's why we want to be very proactive, and we want to I said at the faculty convocation this year, we don't want to wake up one day and realize that we're in the situation that many campuses are in other states, where they're having to lay off large numbers of personnel or they're having to really cut back on student programs and services. We want to be proactive, be out in front of it, and be prepared for whatever happens, knowing that we have got our institutions in the best possible financial condition. And so, there was some misconception, I think, when we did the study that it was a reactive process and we were trying to fix something. That wasn't the case at all. It was proactive to understand that the states around us are really suffering. We've been fortunate to this point. We have no reason to believe we're not going to be. Governor Hutchinson has been enormously supportive of higher education, and we anticipate he will continue to do that. But at the same time, we feel like it's important for us to realize what's going on around the country and be prepared just in case. And if it never happens, we'll still just be that much stronger.
With that Accelerate ASU study, I know you've talked about a couple things already, but what were some other takeaways that you took away from that study that will help you as you take a look at the strategic planning of the ASU system as a whole over the next couple of years?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway was that we have lots of opportunities to partner among our institutions. That we feel like there were opportunities to leverage some of the volume that we have among the different institutions, whether that be in purchasing or whether that be in some of our contracting efforts. Certainly from an information technology standpoint, there's some partnerships and shared services that we can be doing. And looking at it from an enrollment standpoint, I mentioned transfer students earlier, and there's been a significant amount of work and development and effort among our faculty and staff on that front. You know, I think there was some angst among some quarters of the campuses that the result of this was going to be in, you know, a reduction in personnel or a reduction in programming, and there wasn't a single recommendation from the study, and we certainly have not moved in that direction as a result for any reduction. We feel like we have a very lean operation right now, but we just really feel like there's some opportunities that we can take the campuses we have in our system, work together better, really kind of do some collaborative service sharing and looking at the way that we do business that could ultimately result in cost savings for all of our campuses. And so really heavily engaged in those right now. There were some individual recommendations, and when I say individual, for each individual campus as it related to enrollment and as it related to some other different areas, and they're focusing on those as individual campuses. But from a system perspective, we're really trying to push the idea of being strategic and analytical. And let's really understand why we're doing things, how we're doing things, where we are, kind of what our baseline is, and where can we really take advantage of the fact that we do have a multi-campus system and utilize that to a greater extent to benefit each of the member campuses. And so it's an ongoing process. It's not something that's going to have any sort of date certain end to it. It'll likely be going on, hopefully, for the next decade. But we really feel good about the way the campuses have embraced the recommendations and are looking and working together on ways that we can be more efficient and open up revenue that can be used to more directly benefit our faculty, staff, and students.
Dr. Chuck Welch is ASU System President, joining us on A-State Connections on KASU. And as you know, Dr. Welch, one of the goals of the show is to talk about how A-State as a system is making an impact in the communities that they serve. Your thoughts on how each of those campuses are making those kinds of impacts that you're talking about?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that, having been a community college president myself and also having been the president of a independent four-year university, I definitely understand the importance of that town and gown relationship and that linkage. I know that for many of our communities, if not for that college or that university, they would be in far worse shape. When you look around the state of Arkansas and look at degree attainment rates and look at unemployment rates and look at per capita income rates, more often than not, you will find those counties that do have the presence of a higher education institution fare much better than those that do not. And so we really encourage our campuses to be heavily engaged in the community, to create academic and other service programming that is directly responsive to the needs of the community. We do not want a one-size-fits-all type of approach. We realize that there will be some inherent inefficiencies in some programming, but it's necessary because that's what we are there for, to serve those communities and the people of those communities. And so we really push from the system level that we want to be as consolidated and as efficient as possible in the services, the core services that we provide, but we never want to do anything that takes away from our institution's ability to be responsive to the communities, to provide the type of programming that they need, and to ensure that the work that's going on at the campus is also directly being reflected in the success of the community. And our campuses just do an extraordinary job of that, and we really encourage that, and I couldn't be more proud. But one thing I can say to any of our listeners is that we will never do anything in the name of efficiency that's going to be detrimental to our communities or the people that we serve, because we really believe strongly in that town and gown relationship and the importance of service to the communities that we serve as higher education institutions.
Before we let you run, Dr. Welch, anything else you'd like to add, please?
You know, Jonathan, I want everybody to understand that, you know, we really feel good about where we're headed. We've got a very strong group of chancellors on our campuses, and I know you've been profiling those individuals, and I'm very appreciative. And when you hear about all the things that are happening in higher education around the country and the layoffs and the drops in different funding in different areas, just know that the state of Arkansas is in a better place, and Arkansas State University is in a strongest place possible, even in the state of Arkansas. And so the future's bright. We like where we're headed. We're very focused. We're going to be very strategic in what we're doing, and we feel very good about the continued services of our campuses and what we're going to be able to afford to the communities we serve and the entire state of Arkansas.
That's Dr. Chuck Welch, president of the ASU system. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.